From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president-elect trashes a report on Russian hacking against him. U.S. president-elect Donald Trump Tuesday evening took to his favorite platform for public communication, Twitter, to rebut reported claims Russia compiled information in an attempt to compromise him. Trump tweeted in all capital letters, "Fake news, a total political witch hunt." Media reports say a briefing document prepared by U.S. intelligence officials includes allegations that Trump campaign officials colluded with Russian intelligence. It is also said to discuss alleged sexual activities by Mr. Trump. The president-elect's attorney, Michael Cohen, told reporters the allegations in the document are false and were invented to malign Trump. Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov denied Wednesday that Russia has compromising material against Trump. Peskov said the claims are meant to hurt U.S.-Russian relations. The president-elect was told last week by the heads of U.S. domestic intelligence agencies that Russian operatives claim to have compromising personal and financial information about him. Government sources confirmed that, stressing that the information in the documents is still unsubstantiated and originated with a private company. Mr. Trump is holding his first news conference in nearly 6 months. That is scheduled to get underway momentarily. Trump's last news conference came in late July when he began his remarks by lambasting his Democratic challenger Hillary Clinton for going months without speaking to the press. You can hear it on VOA Radio and watch it and listen to it at voanews.com. This is VOA. Rex Tillerson acknowledged Wednesday that Russia's recent actions had disregarded U.S. interest as he sought Senate confirmation as Donald Trump's nominee to be U.S. Secretary of State.
Russia today poses a danger, but it is not unpredictable in advancing its own interest. It has invaded the Ukraine, including the taking of Crimea, and supported Syrian forces that brutally violates the laws of war. Our NATO allies are right to be alarmed at a resurgent Russia. But it was in the absence of American leadership that this door was left open and unintended signals were sent.
The former ExxonMobil CEO was not specific, but the remark in his opening statement came against a backdrop of controversy over Russian interference in the U.S. elections and his own close ties with Russian President Putin. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday the country is a better, stronger place than when he took office in 2008, pointing to the reversal of a recession, passage of his landmark health care program, and the legalization of gay marriage as achievements the American people have won through his message of change. That section of his farewell address drew huge applause from a crowd of thousands in Chicago, delivered a few kilometers from the site where he gave his acceptance speech the night he won his first term in the White House. Mr. Obama said he is more optimistic about the country than when he began his presidency, but he also urged people to take an active role in democracy, saying the system depends on Americans accepting the responsibility of citizenship regardless of which way the pendulum swings.
Now, this is where I learned that change only happens when ordinary people get involved and they get engaged and they come together to demand it. After 8 years as your president, I still believe that.
During his 2008 campaign, Obama used as one of his slogans, "Change we can believe in." He returned to that idea at the end of his address Tuesday. He said, "I am asking you to believe not in my ability to bring about change, but in yours." Afghan officials say a twin suicide bombing in the capital of Kabul Tuesday killed more than 30 people and wounded 80 others, about 80. Witnesses say the insurgents targeted a convoy of officials leaving parliament offices. Top security officials, civilians, and parliamentarians are said to be among the victims. Reports say a suicide bomber blew himself up near parliament office in the Darul-Aman area of the city moments before another bomber detonated his explosive-laden vehicle in a bid to maximize the casualties. Read about this and other stories at voanews.com and on our social media platforms. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.